passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. What do we know about the origins of the universe? What has science got to tell us? And does this sit comfortably alongside many spiritual beliefs? Thuyen San Thuan is Professor of Astronomy at the University of Virginia and a practicing Buddhist.
Well, the present theory, of course, is the theory of the Big Bang, explains most of the fact we know about the universe. So what we think now is that the universe started in a very condensed hard state about 14 billion years ago. And since then, there was a huge explosion. And then space and time was created at the same time. And then slowly, then matter formed, and then star formed, and then star formed, making the chemical elements that are necessary to life and consciousness. And so we are all stardust, in fact. So the origin of the universe, in fact, leads directly to our existence right here on Earth.
And now that we know that, what kind of difference do you think it makes to us?
Reestablish the cosmic alliance between man and the universe. So we are, in some sense, the brother of everybody, since we share the same ancestor, which are the stars, and the brothers also of the wild beasts, and the cousin of the flowers in the field. And from that point of view, then, be responsible not only for ourselves, but also for the other human beings and also for the planets, because we share all the same cosmic history.
And from your point of view as a Buddhist, how do these things fit together? Does it help you be a Buddhist, as it were, or does it give you some questions that you can't quite reconcile?
I think that the Buddhist concept of the universe, and at least the way nature works, fits very well in the modern view of modern science. And so, for instance, the three basic concept of Buddhism, it's so-called interdependence, which is everything is connected to each other. I just told you about that. We all connected to each other. And then the concept of vacuity, meaning that things do not exist by themselves, so they are interdependent with each other. And so again, that would fit with the fact that everything is connected to each other. And then the third basic concept, Buddhist concept, is concept of impermanence. Everything is changing, evolving all the time. And of course, that's the whole theory of the Big Bang. The Big Bang had the beginning, has a present, it has a future, and it had a past as well. And so everything is changing all the time. I mean, even as I speak to you, the Earth is moving around, the Sun is moving around the center of the galaxy is falling toward Andromeda. So everything is changing, and then particles and popping up and down out all the time in the environment we have now. We don't see them, but I mean, they are there. So everything is impermanent. So I would say that Buddhism, it's a complementary way of looking at the world, you know, at the same fashion that science investigates the world.
And now that we know more about how the universe started and where we all kind of came from, yes, what does that tell us about where we're likely to end up?
Well, that's, again, there's a scientific question. Of course, universe expansion, now everything is still expanding away from this primordial explosion. And what matters in its future, of course, is whether it will have enough gravity to stop its expansion so that it reaches a maximum radius and then collapses back into what is called a big crunch. And then maybe it will restart again in the Big Bang and so on and so forth. And we have a cyclic universe at that time. For the moment, modern cosmology seems to say that the expansion of the universe will be forever. So the universe would keep getting bigger and bigger all the time. There'll be more and more space between the galaxies, and eventually all the stars will die. And so, in fact, the universe will become very dark and cold. So maybe it'll be harder for life to survive in this. I'm talking very, very distant time, billions and billions of years. It's not in the near future. You don't have to worry about right at that moment. I think the most pressing concern for humanity, in fact, it's the future of the planet. I mean, we can destroy the inhabitability of our planet in maybe one or two generations. So that's much more urgent than, in fact, even the death of the Sun, which has happened only in 4.5 billion years, you see.
And yeah, how did the Buddha see this ultimate place where the universe was going to go? Did he have a view on that as well?
The universe, of course, in the Buddhist view, had no beginning, no end, because, again, in Buddhism, there's no concept of God or creator. So it's a very, very different from Western type of theology. And so the only model of universe that would be compatible with that type of view would be a universe that had no beginning, no end. So it will begin to minus in infinity, minus in infinite time, and then we'll go on for plus infinite time through a cyclic type of universe, the one that I talked about before. You start from the Big Bang, and then we'll reach a maximum radius, collapse back to a big crunch, and then restart like a phoenix reborn from its ashes to go back to another Big Bang, and then another big crunch, and so on and so forth. So it will never be ending.
That's Thuyen San Thuan, Professor of Astronomy at the University of Virginia. There are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.